Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. This morning, Oklahoma United for Progress launched a two-week campaign here in the city that will traverse the state encouraging voter participation. Voter participation in the state is among the lowest in the nation, and with one party being dominant, many elections are decided in the primaries, locking out independents and minority party voters from even casting a ballot. Currently, Democrats do allow independents to vote in their primaries, but the Republican Party does not. Oklahoma United has created a website, unmuteok.org, where voters can sign a petition to encourage legislators to end Oklahoma's closed primary system. Their first goal is to allow independents, which makes up 16% of the electorate, to be able to vote, if they so choose, in any party's primary. Current law requires the political party itself to grant permission. The Unmute OK campaign will move across the state, ending on primary day, June 28th, here in Tulsa, with a rally at One Oak Field at 6 o'clock. My guest today is the founder of Oklahoma United for Progress, Margaret Kobos, who joins us to talk about this campaign and why she believes it's needed. Margaret Kobos, welcome to Studio Tulsa. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Tell us about the impetus for launching Unmute Oklahoma. What do you mean by Unmute Oklahoma, and what is the goal of Oklahoma United for Progress in this movement?
Well, thank you so much. I'm just so excited to be able to articulate on behalf of many, many people who support Oklahoma United for Progress, which is a group that wants to see change, improvement in Oklahoma. We just think that there are some impediments and some obstacles that are preventing Oklahoma from achieving its full potential. We believe in our citizens. We believe there are so many talented, amazing people from all walks of life in Oklahoma, and we want to see them better represented in the political system. So we formed last year and have a very broad group of supporters, from teachers, retired doctors, working doctors, still working, lawyers, business owners, parents, retirees, so many people who are thoughtful and feel that they are not being represented in our system right now. So after much research, we decided that the first best step for us is to try to help improve voter engagement in Oklahoma. And when you look at the numbers and you see the primary system and how it is functioning right now in Oklahoma, you can see that there could be a lot of improvement very, very quickly if we were to allow independent registered voters to have a full ability to vote in primaries. Right now, we have what is called a closed primary system in Oklahoma. Although we have a funny statute that says in every odd-numbered year, a political party may elect to allow independent registered voters to participate in their primaries. And thankfully, the Democrats have done that for independents, but the Republicans have chosen not to do that. And in either case, regardless of what a party might choose to do in an odd-numbered year, it feels to us that for an independent registered voter to be funding an election and yet not able to vote in it is just wrong. And I'm a registered Republican. I've always been a registered Republican, and I still think that's wrong. And a lot of people think that's wrong. We have a bipartisan support element from, you know, all of our contributors and supporters. It's very grassroots. And what we want to do is start with letting the independents vote. They represent almost 20% of registered voters, and yet they're not able to participate in these primaries fully. So we want to see that happen. One of the first data points that I looked at when I was doing research last year is that Oklahoma is dead last in eligible voter participation. And we just need to change that. I don't want to be last in anything. And when I saw we were behind Alabama and behind Arkansas, like, what is with that? Like, and it's not because people don't want to vote here. It's really because they can't. So if we can let the independents have a full vote in the primaries, I think we can get off that floor. And that's a good place to start, because I think a healthy democracy, I don't think anyone would argue that we're going to have better policies, better informed elected officials if they know what everybody is thinking. And we tell them what we're thinking when we go to vote.
Now, has the group decided on allowing independent voters to vote in both parties' primaries, as that's the main focus? Because when I went to your site and looked around, it looks like you're advocating for open primaries. But as you well know, there are a whole range of different open and crossover systems that are out there. Is this the main thrust of your organization now, is to allow independents to vote in either party's primaries?
The Unmute Oklahoma campaign that we're launching on Thursday, the 16th, is going to be a 13-day roadshow, basically, to promote the idea of letting independents participate fully. That, to us, is the first step. Now, what we would love to see is something along the lines of the Senate Bill 1754, which was proposed in, I think, January of this year. It's not the first time it went to the state legislature, this concept. It has been around for a long time, but it never really seems to go anywhere. And that is a nonpartisan open primary, where you would have a single primary ballot. There would still be R's and D's and an L, you know, mm-hmm. if there's a candidate, but there's a single primary and we all go to the voting booth and we all have the same ballot and we pick the person we want. The top two would go on to the general election, and it wouldn't matter what party they came from. If a candidate either got more than 50% or was obviously unopposed, then they would win outright. Now, that was in Senate Bill 1754. It did not make it out of committee this year. What we at Oklahoma United want to do is start this conversation that, number one, independents are being excluded. That's not okay. They represent 20% of us. We need them to vote. We want them to vote. We want to hear their voices. We think that that's going to energize a lot of other voters, because it's going to combat the apathy that I hear about all the time, and that sometimes I even have had it. You know, you're busy, you're working, things are complicated, life is busy. And if you are feeling that the conclusion has already been made, that your vote does not matter, you're not going to go. I mean, you'll go get your coffee, or you'll, you know, run to the math tutor, or you're going to do these other things because you don't think it really matters. And that's kind of where we are right now. I think we're battling apathy, which is somewhat deserved. I mean, I just think that in Oklahoma, I think you would have a good argument that your vote sometimes does not matter, because when we have 54%, like in 2020 in the general election, only 54% of eligible voters voted. And that was a really big year for us. The problem really that you see is in the same year, 2020, only 31% of eligible voters participated in the primaries. 31% in the primaries, and many primary races, just like this year, that's where the decision is made. Sometimes they're even unopposed. And sometimes there's no one, you know, there's no Democrat. It's just maybe even two Republicans. So, and when you only have 30% of your eligible voters making decisions on who is serving you, not everyone's voices are being heard. And I just think we need to fix that.
You know, you mentioned on the site, does mention the fact that a majority of electoral races in Oklahoma are decided in the primary. And of course, right now, giving our electoral makeup, that leaves Democrats out of the process and independents. But I'm older enough to remember when Republicans were the odd party out. And I remember there were entreaties for Democrats to allow Republicans to vote in the primary system where, again, if you're looking at a legislative House seat or Senate seat, it's decided in the primary. And the odd party out doesn't ever get to participate in the process of who's going to represent them in the legislature. But what are the benefits to the majority party in allowing access for, say, the minority party or independents in naming their nominee? And as you well point out, in many electoral races, that becomes the de facto representative.
Well, if you're asking me why would a mainstream party want to have open primaries, is that the question?
Pretty much, yeah. Why would the party that has this sort of built-in electoral advantage give access to people outside their party to decide who their nominee is, whether that is the nominee or the actual winner of the race?
Well, I think that we all have seen and been frustrated by, the key is really the lack of participation in the primary. So policies and decisions on who represents us are being made by such a tiny majority. And if I were serving the people, I would like to know what they really wanted. I wouldn't want to be in a vacuum. And I just think that's kind of what we've created here. And it is being filled with a disincentive to come to solutions for our state. So we do have so many unsolved problems. So if you had more people participating than the whatever candidate, whatever party is prevailing, can actually with legitimacy say, the voters have spoken, this is what they want, I'm going to do it. Right now, they have no idea. In the last year, I had the opportunity to go to Washington. I, for fun, because I'm that weird, I like to spend my time emoting and representing moderate voices. And when I say moderate, I don't mean spineless. I mean understanding both sides of an issue and trying to move forward. And so when I was in DC, I had the privilege of meeting with some staff people, and I was able to articulate that most Oklahomans would support, you know, a more moderate position on a certain issue. And I think my message was heard. I don't know of another way. There's really no other way to voice our opinions. There's no better way, really, than in the voting booth. So, again, if we can just get more people voting, try to lift so we're not on the floor in terms of eligible voter participation, and energize the system, get more voices in there, I think everyone will see a brighter, more effective democracy in action. And, you know, really, we're focused on Oklahoma. Our group is focused on Oklahoma issues, not national ones. But I think we all know that these things are mixed. The leadership we have at every level affects the other one. So we just all have to get together, I think, and be able to represent real solutions and get more people involved and have the marketplace of ideas determine the best path forward.
My guest today is Margaret Kobos. She's the founder of Oklahoma United for Progress, which is launching a campaign to change our primary voting laws in Oklahoma. They have a campaign titled Unmute OK, and they're embarking on a 12-day campaign across the state to reach people, to encourage people to fill out a petition to repeal closed primaries in Oklahoma. Now, right now, it's simply a survey. How will this survey move into sort of an action piece? Or is this sort of a starting point to figure out how much support there is for repealing our closed primary laws?
The Unmute Oklahoma campaign is intended to be outreach and education primarily. We want to let people know how our elections funded. They're funded by us, all of us taxpayers. We all pay for it, including independents. We want people to understand that independents are being, basically, their votes are being suppressed institutionally. We want to let people know that we don't think this is right. We think that a healthy democracy demands that everybody be allowed to vote. And we want to increase voter participation, voter registration, interest, and try to at least eliminate that problem as a basic solution for that will lay the groundwork for other policies, you know, improvements in Oklahoma, which really come down to economic, you know, I'm Republican enough. I feel like economic development and economic issues are supreme. And when we are talking about employers who can't find workers, people struggling, all of that, some of that is attributable to our poor public schools, our livability index being near the bottom in the country. And we're not going to fix that until we have a healthier political system where good solutions, real solutions are happening. So we want to let people know this is the first thing we need to fix. It's easy. We just need everybody to be able to vote. That's what we want. We want people to sign our petition. It's on our website at unmuteok.org. We want them to sign that. That is basically an expression of support. It is a non-binding expression of support, but we will be following up with everyone who signs. And the next step would be to start communicating effectively within the state capitol about the desire of Oklahomans to see less acrimony and more solutions for big problems that have heretofore not been addressed.
When it comes to voting, the complaint I hear most often is an independent or a particular party member who is a minority in their legislative district or in whatever election is at hand, and they just can't vote during a primary or runoff that will often decide the seat. Is there a version of open voting that would allow, say, a Republican in a inner city district where it's only Democrats running for a legislative seat, or, you know, a Democrat out in far western Oklahoma to have a voice, maybe in that particular race where it is going to be decided in the primary, and they still retain their independence or their party membership for statewide offices. Is there a version that allows that, or is it, again, getting back to that Senate bill that you described earlier that basically puts everybody on a single primary ballot with their party designation there?
Well, there, as you know, there are so many different permutations, and our country is really a patchwork of all different kinds of closed, semi-closed, open, partisan, nonpartisan. Obviously, in Oklahoma, we have, by law, a presumed closed party system with partisan registration. There is a version that is an open partisan primary with nonpartisan registration. They do that in Arkansas, Texas, Missouri. So there are some different versions. Our group is really trying to keep it simple. We want everyone to vote. We want everyone to be able to vote. We want it to be easy to vote. We have to start with that. And then the discussion becomes, what form of an open primary do we want? I think that it makes economic sense, and also with voter fatigue, it makes sense to do the single primary ballot and nonpartisan single ballot. That way everybody can choose the person that they want to vote for without regard to which primary ballot they need to be on. I had a really interesting conversation quite a while ago with someone at the state election board, and I went through the numbers on how much we were spending on the primaries, and it's millions of dollars. In 2018, I was told, is a good example of, for us, a big election, because our big elections, our big costs occur in years in which we have a governor race. And so 2018 was our last example of that. And it was something like nearly $3 million that was the budget for that. And that includes, you know, you've got a primary, then you've got a primary runoff, and then you've got a general election. And that's a lot to ask of a voter, really. It is, I think. And it's a lot of money. So I think that it is a really good idea to cut out some of that campaigning and the fundraising that goes with it and all of that. I think that would benefit everybody. And it would help us have higher participation, because right now we're asking people to go to the polls and then go to the polls and then go to the polls again. And it's just, frankly, very expensive and fatiguing.
My guest today is Margaret Cobos. She's the founder of Oklahoma United for Progress, which is launching a campaign to look at our closed primary systems here in Oklahoma and open it up at least to independents to vote in either party's primaries, and perhaps open to other open primary systems down the road. Well, as you well know, the Supreme Court, one of the big functions of, again, this gridlock and this inability to look at big changes in whether it's federal government or state government is the fact that most members have very safe districts of the legislature, of the Congress. And, of course, the Supreme Court has basically said courts are not getting into partisan gerrymandering. It's pretty much out of the courts at this point. And it's really up to legislatures. Is the legislature the avenue you're going to seek change from? Or, you know, I know that the laws are basically just statutes. They're not in the Constitution. Would you consider an initiative petition at some point?
It's a little early to say that. I do want to say that, you know, obviously Oklahoma United did not come up with this nonpartisan or open primary situation or proposal. The Oklahoma Academy, based in Oklahoma City, is I call it a think tank, but it's really a policy, a grassroots policy development.
It's a policy convener,
I think. Henry Bellman.
Yeah.
They came up with open primaries as a solution in 2017. So they've been really working on this for a long time. And I view our group as kind of the action arm, you know, for this, the public awareness. And we are joining with them in this effort and other groups across the state to support open primaries. We have discussed, so our first phase is doing this. We're just doing outreach and education. We want to get people signed up. We want to know, if you think open primaries are a good idea, if you are an independent, you should already have signed our petition, because we want to help you. And we want to bring balance and thoughtful conversations to politics. So we are going to be doing this outreach and education with our Unmute Oklahoma campaign. Then immediately after this, we are going to be pursuing individual conversations within the Capitol to try to connect with legislators. We know that 1754 was proposed. Assuming someone was in favor of it when it was proposed, we want to find those people and talk to them and ask how we can help. So hopefully that will work and we'll get some progress. A citizen petition is not out of the question at all, but it is very expensive. It's a huge undertaking. We know that from recent citizen petitions that have been successful. It's just an organizational event. And we can do that, but let's see where we can go first. That's kind of where we are. Mm.
Is your anticipation that legislators will be more open to maybe considering open primaries in this political atmosphere today if, you know, they see a groundswell of support for this as it exists now?
There's a presumption that that people serving in office are happy with the status quo. And I just don't find that to be the case. I am hearing from and speaking with people who are serving or have recently served, and they are frustrated and they want to hear from us. They want the cover, quite honestly, of mainstream average voters. They just don't know we're out here. So I think that we can make a lot of progress, because when I think about the issues that confront our state, they are not partisan issues. We all want great schools. We all want a thriving economy. We all want clean air and clean water. There is nothing controversial about that. The question is, how are we going to get to those things? And I just feel like there's so much distraction and so much pull from a minority of voices that if we can get more people voting, get that support, get the independents more involved and energized, I think it's just going to benefit everyone and produce some better results. And I actually think that our current legislators would be delighted with the result. I just heard this morning about a lack of communication within branches of government in Oklahoma. And I thought, well, you know, we can help that. We can help with that by getting more choices, different choices, and more participation in our system.
All right. The website to learn more about this petition is unmuteok.org. Margaret, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's been delightful.
Margaret Kobos is the founder of Oklahoma United for Progress, which is launching a 2-week voter awareness campaign to help repeal closed primaries in the state. Currently, they're asking the public to sign a petition to encourage legislators to repeal closed primaries at the website unmuteok.org. They're currently crisscrossing the state and will end back here in Tulsa on June 28th, primary day, for a rally at 6 o'clock at One Oak Field. Again, the site is unmuteok.org. Well, that's Studio Tulsa for today. Our program is produced and edited by Scott Gregory. The views of our guests and commentators are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KWGS or its licensee, the University of Tulsa. I'm Rich Fisher. Thanks for listening.